It has been recently announced that the North of 55 Veterinary Clinic, the sole provider of veterinary services in the Thompson area, is set to permanently close its doors come December 31st. This decision has understandably raised significant alarm and concern within the local community, as the clinic has been an invaluable resource for pet owners in the region. The impending closure leaves many residents worrying about the future availability of essential vet services for their beloved animals, especially given the scarcity of alternatives in the vicinity. Dr. Carrie Hudson Rakedal, the dedicated veterinarian at the clinic, reflected on her journey, stating, "I came up to Thompson in February of 2021, at a time when the Thompson Vet Clinic had suddenly closed down. With that vet service no longer in operation, there was a void in veterinary care available to the community. Motivated by a sense of duty, she came to Thompson in an attempt to fill this critical gap. However, she discovered that the previous clinic had no plans to reopen. She provided temporary veterinary services for a period of 5 months until she managed to construct and establish a brand new clinic." Dr. Rakedal had high hopes for her clinic, envisioning a future where she could facilitate the training of the next generation of veterinarians emerging from veterinary colleges. However, her aspirations were thwarted by the prevailing worldwide shortage of veterinarians, which has been particularly acute in the northern regions of Manitoba. "Unfortunately, although I have been persistently searching for both veterinarians and vet techs to come to Thompson, the global veterinarian shortage has proven to be a relentless challenge," she lamented, underscoring her struggle. Consequently, Dr. Rakedal has been the lone veterinarian serving the community for an extended period of 4 years. Despite managing a busy practice that sees between 20 to 30 patients each day, 4 days a week, the clinic has continually faced immense pressure. "Even with those patient numbers, we find ourselves in a position where we must frequently refer emergency cases to 24-hour facilities down south, simply because we do not have the personnel to assist every individual and their pets," she explained. This highlights the dire need for additional veterinary professionals and resources to adequately serve the community's needs. For Dr. Rakedal, home is in Ashern, where her husband resides and manages a cattle ranch full-time. "He can't just pick up and come up here," she said, emphasizing the reality of her situation. "So I have been here on my own for 4 years now as of February, and it has been quite a challenging endeavor. The emotional toll of being away from home for such an extended period is evident in her words. It's a long time to leave home for. I put my life on hold for this," she remarked. Over the past 2 years, Dr. Rakedal has been tirelessly advocating for the issues facing her clinic and the vital role it plays in the Thompson community. She has consistently reached out to the city council to highlight the essential nature of vet services in the area. "They have basically taken a hands-off approach. While the city admitted that it is a concern of theirs, they stated that there was nothing they could do. But it is their problem because this is an essential service for the community, and I feel that the city needs to take part in resolving this." The building that houses the veterinary clinic has been newly removed like new for 3 years now. Dr. Rakedal expresses her profound sadness at the thought of such a critical veterinary location being forced to stand vacant. "It's a beautiful building, it's fully renovated. I had a contractor completely renovate everything. It's well equipped, lots of space. I built it so that we could have more than one vet here, but to have two or three vets here is really what Thompson needs," she elaborated, emphasizing the community's growing requirements. The significance of veterinary services to the community cannot be overstated, as many pet owners will be left with no choice but to travel to Winnipeg for veterinary care if the clinic closes. "This situation is detrimental to the animals, it adversely affects the community, and it creates challenges for the owners," Dr. Rakedal stated. "The distance and logistics involved in seeking care for pets could lead to serious implications for their health and well-being." Having practiced as a veterinarian for 24 years, Dr. Rakedal has experienced both the joys and the strains of this demanding profession. "My body has over time gotten a lot of wear and tear. Once I close in Thompson, I'll be moving on to something else and slow down." Moreover, Dr. Rakedal expressed her fears that the lack of a veterinary service in Thompson could deter potential new residents from considering the area for relocation. I already know of many people who are planning to leave Thompson because of this veterinary service issue. Melissa Worthing, a devoted pet owner who has frequently relied on Dr. Rakeville's services, voiced her deep concerns regarding this recent announcement. I'm an avid animal lover, and I've always had dogs, and with the recent announcement that she's not going to be providing care makes for a serious issue for me and my family, she said. Alyssa indicated the gravity of traveling at least 8 hours for veterinary services, which raises significant worries, particularly in emergencies. What is that going to mean for my pet? She has always been so kind and open, and understanding with my animals. In conclusion, the impending closure of the North of 55 Veterinary Clinic not only represents the loss of a vital resource for pet owners in Thompson but also highlights the broader challenges facing rural healthcare services. Dr. Rakedal's efforts to provide high-quality veterinary care in a region plagued by staffing shortages underscore the pressing need for support and solutions from the community and local authorities. As residents grapple with the reality of seeking veterinary care far from home, the emotional toll on both pet owners and their beloved animals becomes increasingly evident. The future of Thompson's veterinary services hangs in the balance, making it essential for stakeholders to come together and address these critical issues before the community faces irreversible consequences.